Now we're going to take a call from Mavis in Minnesota, who listens to us on KNUJ, who's got a plaster problem. Mavis, what's going on?
I'm wondering how I can repair a plaster crack in a ceiling. One is smooth plaster and one is textured plaster. And I know that not very many people work with plaster anymore, so I'm wondering if there's something that you can suggest that is easy for us to do, or if you can tell us what type of person we should contact to take care of this problem.
Is it just a crack at this point, or has plaster actually started falling away?
Just a crack.
And how wide is the crack? How open is it, Mavis?
Oh, it's not very far. And we have had it repaired previously, you know, with a painter taping it. But as soon as, you know, I think because of the weather conditions in
right.
the winter and so forth, then it kind of opens up again.
Is it just hairline crack?
Probably a little bit wider than hairline.
All right. Here's what I would do. I would not put more spackle on it because the spackle doesn't expand and contract. This is an expansion joint in your ceiling. It just wants to act like an expansion joint.
Can you use caulk?
That's what I was thinking. Let's put a good quality latex caulk in that crack. It's going to fill in that black void, which is what the eye sees and sort of, you know, looks terrible. You see that black line in the middle of the crack? So let's fill it in with a latex caulk. Now, in the textured section, I want you to take a paintbrush, get a little bit damp, and after you put the caulk in the crack, just kind of take the bristles and stab at it to give it sort of that textured effect. And then after it dries, put a coat of paint on it. And I think what you're going to find is because that caulk is flexible and expands and contracts, it's going to keep that crack in a closed position. It's going to look like it's closed. It's not going to open.
So does it have to be dug out at all? Or
probably not. If it's a clean break, I'd stop right there and push the caulk right into the crack.
Okay, and just any kind of caulk?
Latex caulk. Don't use anything that's butyl or rubber. Just use a latex caulk.
And it's better to get the white, I would say, than the clear.
Oh, absolutely. It's white. You have to be white. Otherwise, you're going to see that dark line. That's what we want to hide. Okay, Mavis?
All right.
Caulk solves all kinds of woes around a house.
It really does.
Anytime your molding is pulling away from a wall or anything like that, caulk it.
And you know what else? If you're building a piece of furniture, and I hate to say it, sometimes my corners and my shelves just don't match up quite right.
Yeah.
You can fill that with caulk as well.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You caulk too much. That's why we call this caulk radio.
All right, that's funny. You're fishing out there, Tom. You're trying.
Hey, why don't we do a segment called Caulk Talk?
There are many uses for caulk that a lot of people don't think of.
There absolutely are. All right, well, we hope we helped Mavis out with her plaster cracking question. Caulk is the solution.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.